Once upon a time, there was a shepherd boy named Peter. Peter's job was to tend the sheep in the mountain pastures above his village. But Peter found watching sheep all day boring. So boring! The sheep were boring. They did nothing all day but munch, munch, munch. And all he could do was talk to his dog, who didn't answer back, or play his shepherd's pipe, both of which were boring. One day, as he sat watching the very boring sheep and thinking to himself, "What would I do if one day I saw a wolf?" he thought of a little game to amuse himself. His master had told him to call for help should a wolf ever attack the flock, and the villagers would drive it away. So now, although he had never in his life seen anything that looked remotely like a wolf, he cried out at the top of his voice, "Wolf! Wolf! The wolf is chasing the sheep!" As he expected, the villagers dropped their work, gathered up sticks and rakes and other weapons, and ran up the mountainside in great excitement to help. But when they got there, they found Peter doubled up with laughter at the trick he'd played on them. "Don't cry wolf, shepherd boy," said the villagers, "when there is no wolf." And they went grumbling back down the hill. Another day, Peter, feeling bored, cried out again, "Wolf, wolf, there's a wolf and it's chasing the sheep." To his naughty delight, he watched the villagers come racing up the hill to help him drive the wolf away. When the villagers again saw no wolf, they sternly said, "Save your cries for when there really is something wrong. Never cry wolf when there is no wolf." But Peter just grinned and watched them go grumbling down the hill once again. For several weeks, Peter was good and didn't cry wolf, wolf. Then one day he saw to his terror a real wolf prowling about his flock. Alarmed, he leapt to his feet and cried out as loudly as he could, "Wolf! Wolf! The wolf is chasing the sheep!" But the villagers thought he was trying to fool them again, so they carried on with what they were doing and did nothing. "Peter won't fool us again," they said. The wolf ran amok and killed and chased away many of the sheep that night and then disappeared into the forest. And the moral of the story is, nobody believes a liar, even when for once he tells the truth.